哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，May peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
今天晚上我们一起讨论的题目是财主的忧愁。
Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the worries of a rich man。
我们知道昨天是华人的新年。
We know that yesterday is our Chinese New Year。
因为我们温哥华真耶稣教会并不只是华人，我们是多元文化啊。
In Vancouver Church, we're not just consists of Chinese people, it's multicultural society here.
所以我们教会里面不会有什么特别的新华人新年的活动。
So we will not have special service for the Chinese New Year.
但是在社会上面，无论是报纸啊，或者是在商场里面，都可以感受到过年的这个气氛。
But in our society, we can feel the atmosphere of having a New Year.
华人中国新年的时候见到面，最常讲一句话是什么呢？
So when people greet each other in the Chinese New Year, what do they say?
连外国人都学会了。
Even the Caucasians, they've learned this.
就是恭喜发财，或者是恭喜发财。
Which is may fortunes find their way to you.
早上每一个人看到人家新年讲这句话，都准没有错了。
So when you see people in the New Year, and when you say this, it is correct.
为什么华人过新年就一定要发财才高兴？
So why in the Chinese New Year, the Chinese, they want to be prosperous, they want to find fortune, then they will be happy.
好像西方人新年没有说wish you earn big money, 好像没有这样讲。
Like in the Western culture, in the New Year, you never hear people say, wish you earn big money.
可能华人对这个资财对这个事业这个工作特别的看重。
Because Chinese people, they emphasize on work,on their status, on their wealth.
大概想到说，如果有一天真的发了财了，我的忧虑大概会减少很多。
Because they believe one day when I'm rich, I will have less to worry about.
我不用担心我的工作。
I do not have to worry about my work.
可以炒老板的鱿鱼。
I can fire my boss.
我不用担心房贷拿不出来。
I do not have to worry about my mortgage.
不用担心我的车子贷款缴不到。
I do not have to worry about my payment on my car.
我可以有更多的享受。
I can have more pleasure and enjoyment.
所以一般人想法好像发了财了，就是一切问题都解决了。
So normal people might think when I'm rich, then all the problems are solved.
但是我们也常常听到。
But we have to often hear this as well.
钱财可以买到很多东西。
You can buy many things with money.
但是呢，同样也买不到很多东西。
But there are many things that is priceless.
有人说钱可以买到房子。
Some people say, with money you can buy a big house.
但是买不到幸福的家庭。
But you cannot buy a harmonious family.
可以买到最贵的手表。
You can buy the most expensive watch in the world.
但是买不到一秒钟。
But you cannot buy even for a split second.
可以买到很好的药。
You can buy very good medicine.
但是买不到健康。
But you cannot buy a healthy body.
可以买到很多书本。
You can buy many books.
但是买不到智慧。
But you cannot purchase wisdom.
可以买到很大的权力。
You can buy a lot of power and authority.
却买不到别人对你的尊重。
But you cannot buy the respect from others.
但是呢，我们知道钱财虽然可以解决很多的问题。
So we know that with money we can solve many problems.
但是圣经里面告诉我们有几个很有钱的财主他也有他们的烦恼。
But in the Bible it tells us many rich men they have their own worries.
我们想说有钱人也有烦恼吗？
So it might be surprise to you, the rich men they have problems, worries.
如果今天有钱我就不用那么烦。
If today I have a lot of money then I will not worry.
对的，没有错的，圣经说里面很多财主也有他们的烦恼。
But it's indeed true, the Bible says, the rich men have their problem, their worries.
我们看第一个无知的财主的烦恼。
Let's first turn to a foolish rich man.
我们请看路加福音12:16-21.
Let's turn to Gospel Book of Luke, chapters 12, verse 16-21.
路加福音12:16.
Verse 16, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Verse 18, then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. Verse 19, and I'll say to myself, you have plenty of food, good things laid out for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Verse 21. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God.
这个故事我们常常的听到。
We often hear about this parable.
这个人是一个财主。
This is a rich man.
如果以世人的眼光,
From the point of view of a regular man,
他是一个有眼光的财主。
He is a man with vision.
因为他知道地放着要把它拆了盖更大的。
Because he knows he has to tear down his warehouse to build a bigger one.
因为他比别人还有眼光。
Because he's a longer vision than anybody else.
他不会想说今天做生意今天就好了。
He will not think that the business is only for today.
他会想5年10年更远的事情。
He will think of a long term, 5 years, 10 years, what shall I do?
所以他是一个有智慧的财主。
So he is a rich man with wisdom.
他也是一个很勤劳的财主。
And he is very diligent person as well.
睡觉的时候都是想赚钱。
Even in his sleep, he think about such things.
像我们打工仔啊，上班族啊，回到家就不想工作了。
So when we work for others, when we get home, we do not bring our work home.
当老板就不一样。
But when you're the boss, it is different.
当老板回到家里都想说，哎呀，怎么办？生意好不好？
When you're the boss, even when you're at home, you think about your business.
你看他躺在睡觉，都在想怎么来发展他的生意。
Even when he's sleeping in his bed, he think about how he will grow his business.
他也是一个很会享受的财主。
And he is a rich man, know how to enjoy his wealth.
华人很努力工作是没有错。
The Chinese people, they work very diligent in their work.
华人呢，最不会享受。
But the Chinese people, they do not know how to enjoy themselves.
华人呢，就是拼命要赚钱。
They save and gather a lot of money.
可以买更多的房子。
So they can buy many, many big houses.
很少会说，哦，我要好好享受环游世界，很少。
But very few of them say, I'm going to travel around the world and have pleasure.
但是这个财主人，他说我提早退休了，很快可以提早退休。
But this rich man, he said to himself, I will retire very early.
大概啊，他这个project做完之后就可以退休了。
After this project, I will be able to retire.
算好了，他的退休金呢，够不够用？
He has already accounted for his retirement funds.
算过了。 应该可以活到很老都够。
He has calculated and he said, I can live to a very long time and I'll still have enough.
当我老了，不用工作了，可以吃啊，喝啊，好好旅游了，好好快乐一下。
When I'm old, when I do not have to work, I can enjoy, eat, drink and be merry.
但是啊，神只有对他只有一句话。
But God only say one sentence to him.
怎么形容他呢？
What does God say?
你是无知的人啊。
You fool.
为什么是无知的人呢？
Why is he a fool?
他所想的是什么呢？
What does he think about in his head?
他忘记一个很大的事实啊。
He forgot about one fact.
第一啊,
First,
人没有办法掌管自己的生命。
Man has no control over his own life.
你看, 去年过年的时候,
Last year in our New Year,
啊, 不是说我们啊, 整个社会里面啊,
The whole society,
多少人讲了恭喜发财啊。
How many people say, May fortune find their way to you?
哇, 他们听到这句话的时候,
When they hear this,
有没有想过他今年会死掉呢？
Have they ever thought about they will die in that year?
没有想到。
No, they never thought about it.
但是很多人在2007年死掉了。
But many people died in the year 2007.
他没有想过2007年就是我最后一年。
They never thought that 2007 is the last year of my life.
如果2007年是我最后一年的话,
If 2007 is the last year,
我相信他们的工作、他们的计划、他们的人生应该有一些改变。
Then their plan for their life may be very different.
财主啊，忘记了生命啊。 不是在他掌握之中。
This rich man, he forgets that life is not in his own control.
人最重要的就是生命。
What is most precious to man is his own life.
人最控制不到的也是生命。
And the thing that he cannot control is the life.
所以他没有想到这方面的问题啊。
He did not thought about this.
第二呢，他忘记什么？
Secondly, he forgot something else.
他忘记了人死了什么都带不走啊。
He forgot that there's nothing he can take away after his death.
其实你看这个财主啊，他所想的都很周到。
So this rich man, he has prepared very good plan for himself.
但是呢，他忘记带不走。
But he forgot he cannot bring this away with him.
有个故事是这样讲。
There's a story like this.
有一个财主啊，他很有钱。
There's a rich man, he's very wealthy.
哇，但是呢，他知道他死了之后。 那个钱要带到棺材里面。
But he know this money he's going to bring into his coffin.
他是如果交给别人啊，信不过。
If he were to give this money to somebody else, he cannot trust that person.
他相信专业人士啊，比较信得过啊。
He believed those professionals.
所以他叫了三个人来。
So he asked 3 professionals.
叫了一个牧师。
As a pastor.
叫了一个律师。
A lawyer.
叫了个医生。
And a doctor.
叫他们来。
He asked them to come.
我快要死了。
I'm about to die.
我给你们三个一个任务。
I'll give you a mission.
你们是我最信得过的人。
You are the person whom I trusted the most in the world.
现在这里有三个信封。
There are three envelopes here.
里面每一个信封有十万块。
There are $100,000 in each envelope.
我拜托你们三个。
I'll ask, request this of three of you.
在我死了那一天哦，要埋葬的那一天哦。
When I die, when I'm about, when they're burying me.
你们三个要把我这个十万块里面的信封，还有里面的钱啊，丢到坟墓里面，陪我一起。
Throw this money into the grave with me.
他们三个说没问题，信得我们。
They say no problem. You can count on me.
我们是专业人士。
Because we're professionals.
他死掉了。
One day he died.
埋葬了。
He was buried.
那三个人呢，就把三个信封掉进去了。
So those three people throw this envelope into the coffin.
那个土啊，都埋起来。
And then the soil covered up.
有一天呢，这三个人就碰面了。
One day these three people meet each other.
你眼看我眼，我眼看你眼。
They stare at each other.
牧师的良心比较敏感。
This pastor is a better conscience.
我忍不住了，我要讲话。
I have to confess.
我做了一件不好的，不诚实的事情。
I did something that is dishonest.
他们两个说什么什么不诚实
？What did you do? What did you do?
哎，那一天那个信封啊，我偷偷抽起五万块。
At that day in the envelope, I took out $50,000.
因为我教会盖会堂不够钱。
Because we have to build, we're building a chapel. We do not have enough fund.
我不老实，我不老实。
I am not a dishonest man. I'm a dishonest man.
那医生就听着说了。
And the doctor says,
哎呀，你也没有很差。我偷偷拿起七万块。
You're not too bad. I took up $70,000.
但是应该没人会知道的。
But no one would know.
我们三个都不讲，应该没人知道。
If we don't tell anyone, then no one would know.
那个时候律师就讲。
Then the lawyer said,
你们两个那么坏。
You are so bad.
别人叫你十万块放进去，你都没有放十万块进去。
They tell you to put in $100,000. You did not put it in.
我这不一样。
I'm different.
我很老实。
I'm very honest.
我把一张十万块的支票啊放在信封里面。
I put in a check of $100,000.
掉进去了。
Put it in. Throw it in.
当然这是个故事啦。如果在座有律师、医生啊，只要我是牧师啦，所以没关系啊。
If there is any lawyer or doctor sitting down, do not be offended. It's just a story.
这是告诉我们什么
？But what does this story tell us?
死了，一毛钱，一毛钱带不走。
When you're dead, you cannot bring even a penny with you.
为什么
？Why?
因为就算我们死掉拿去烧啊，那些真的是口袋里面放一块钱，也烧不融掉那个东西。
If they bring your crop to be burned, even you have a penny inside, the penny will not be burned.
对不对？我们有金牙齿了，有时候心脏有金的东西了，不锈钢了，放在里面烧出来还是那块铁。
If you have a gold tea, you put it into the furnace, it come out a piece of gold.
一毛钱带不到。
You cannot bring away even a penny.
有时候我们人都不记得这个事实。
But men sometimes forget this fact.
哎呀，拼命存啊，拼命赚啊。
They store up so much wealth.
不是不好。
It is not.Bad that you store up these things.
但是不要忘记，这些东西都是带不走的。
But don't forget, you cannot bring this away with you.
如果我们有一天离开世界
，If one day when you depart the world,
我们可以带走什么呢
？What can you bring away?
我们的灵魂
，Our soul.
我们的在主里面所做的工
，The work that we did in the Lord.
以前呢，孔子啊，曾经在他的那个《论语》里面说过一句话。
Confucius said this in his book.
他的《论语》Analects of Confucius 啊，他说：“忧道不忧贫。”
In the Analects of Confucius, he said, worry about seeking the proper path, do not worry about being poor.
现在刚好相反。
Here is the opposite.
忧贫不忧道。
Now, people worry about being poor, they do not worry about finding the right path.
所以你才发觉说，为什么来教会的人不多。
That's why you find not many people come to the church.
有的发财的地方都多。
Where there is a lot of money, there people is.
这是现在的末世。
Because this is the end time.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻讲得很好。
So this parable told by Jesus is very good.
你看这个财主啊，你从第十六节开始看啊。
If you start from verse 16,
财主怎么想呢
？What is this? Was this rich man said to himself?
他很自我中心。
He is very self-centered.
十七节开始。
17.
自己心里想。
He thought to himself.
我的出产。
This is my stuff.
那么多怎么办呢？
So many, what should I do?
十八节又说我要这样做。
In verse 18, it says I should do this.
然后十九节的，然后对我的灵魂说。
And verse 19 says I'll say to myself.
然后呢，他的人生都是自我的。
In his life, is self-centered.
他没有为别人想。
He did not think about other people.
也没有为人预备。
He did not prepare for other people.
也没有想到神。
And he did not thought about God.
他的忧愁只是生意太大了，那么仓库不够。
His worries is only that he has too many and he has not no place to put it in.
人就是这样，钱不够的时候就忧愁钱不够。
When you do not have enough money, then you worry about not having enough money.
钱太多的时候忧愁说啊，怎么办？怎么办？怎么样可以把它扩展更大
？But when you have a lot of money, then you worry about how do you make your business bigger.
所以他在世上的时候是充满忧愁了。
So when he is in the world, he is full of worries.
但是呢，他不想到。
But he did not know.
当他死了之后啊
，When he died,
他的忧愁就会更大了。
His worries increases.
因为神说，我今天晚上就要你的灵魂。
Because God told him, tonight I will take away your soul.
他在神面前呢，很穷，一点都没有啊。
In front of God, he is very poor.
所以这个财主的忧愁就是这样。
So this is the worry of a rich man.
第二个就是少年财主的忧愁。
And the second is the worry of a young rich man.
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
19章16到23节。
Chapter 19, verse 16 to 23. Verse 16. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life? Verse 17. Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Verse 18. Which ones? The man inquired. Jesus replied, Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 20. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Verse 21. Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Verse 22. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
这个少年的财主也有他的忧愁。
This young rich man has his own worries.
我们知道要当财主本来就不容易了。
We know it is difficult to become a rich man.
可能要经过几十年的奋斗。
You have to struggle for 10 some years.
如果是少年的时候就当了财主了。
And if you become a rich man while you are young,
很可能啊，他从父亲那边呢就已经承受了很多的财产。
It is very possible that he inherit this wealth.
他有了财产。
Now he has this wealth.
但是他可能觉得不是很满足。
But he's not too satisfied with his possessions.
有一天他就来问主耶稣。
So one day he come and asked Jesus.
我该做什么善事才可以得永生啊？
What good thing must I do to get eternal life?
就是问他了。
So then Jesus asked him,
你为什么以善事问我呢?
Why do you ask me about what is good?
你要得永生就要守诫命。
If you want to inherit eternal life, then you obey the commandments.
什么诫命呢?
What commandments?
十条诫命。
The 10 commandments.
有了，做到了。
Yes, I did them all.
但是耶稣说了。
Then Jesus said,
如果你要当完全人。
If you want to be perfect,
你还要做一件。
One more thing.
什么呢?
What is it?
你家产很多。
You have a lot of possessions.
但是你变卖它。
But you sell them all.
你跟从我。
Come and follow me.
所以说啊，看中这个年轻人。
Jesus, he valued this young man.
不单只跟他说啊，你普通的守诫命就好，他还想用他。
Not only did he tell him to obey the commandments, he wanted to use this man.
说不定啊，十二个门徒啊，加上他就变十三个了。
Maybe 12 disciples plus him will be 13.
说不定啊，以后啊，他就可以做一些很重要的圣工啊。
Maybe later on he can do some important holy work.
但是呢，他一听到说啊，我的财产要变卖啊。
But when he heard this, that he has to sell his possessions,
分给穷人啊。
And give it to the poor.
有财宝在天上啊。
And there will be treasure in heaven.
还要跟从主啊。
And come and follow Jesus.
听到这句话就很忧愁了。
But when he heard this, he's very deeply troubled, worried.
就走了。
And he left.
因为他财产很多。
Because he had great wealth.
所以第二个财主啊，他比第一个还优胜一点。
The second rich man is a little bit better than the first one.
因为他还会想到人生的事情。
Because he know to think about his eternal life.
他不像那个无知的财主。
He's not like the foolish rich man.
他会为自己的永生来打算。
He consider for his eternal life.
但是可惜的一点。
But unfortunately.
他虽然知道怎么得永生。
He knows the way to eternal life.
但是呢，他做不到。
But he cannot do it.
他觉得，永生很重要。
He knows eternal life is very important.
但是当永生 跟现在我有的来比一比的时候，
But when he compared eternal life to what he has today,
哇，眼前的事情怎么可以放弃了？
I cannot let go of what's in front of me.
所以他比一比啊，哎呀，很忧愁，心中很挣扎。
So when he compared these two, this big struggle in his heart, he is deeply worried.
所以他都走了。
And he left.
圣经也没有说他到底以后有没有回来。
The Bible didn't say whether he come back later or not.
但是很可能啊，他是没有回来的。
But very possible that he did not come back.
很可能啊，他已经失去了跟从主做很多圣工的机会了。
It is possible that he lost the chance to follow Jesus to do the good work.
没有认识主啊，永生大概也得不到了。
And he did not know Christ, and maybe he lost eternal life.
今天我们信徒有时候也是这样。
Today the Christian, our believers are like this.
少年财主的忧愁是在里面的一种挣扎。
This worry that he has is a struggle within his heart.
我们知道永生很重要。
We know the eternal life is very important.
但是永生天国看不到。
But we cannot see the heavenly kingdom.
现在这个 Canadian dollar 我看得到。
I can see the Canadian dollar in front of me today.
你说天国有什么房子？哎，我看不到。
I cannot see the big house mentioned in heaven.
我家里有多大？我看得到。
But I can see the space in my home.
所以比一比。
So when we compare,
有时候啊，虽然知道永生很重要，
even though we know eternal life is very important,
但是呢，却会把大部分的重要的思想方向放在今生上面。
But we put our thoughts, we put our efforts in this life.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6,
24节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other,Or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
好，所以说接下来讲一个事实哦。
Here God told us a fact.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
A man cannot serve two masters.
这里并不是说我们不要去工作。
Here it does not say you do not go to work.
这里说完全属于主只能选一个。
If you can only devote yourself to one, you can only choose one.
就好像我们做一个比喻啊。
Just like, let's say a parable.
你一个人不能两份 full-time job.
You cannot have two full-time jobs.
对不对？你怎么可能两份 full-time job?
How can you have two full-time jobs?
你顶多啊，很辛苦啊，一个 full-time job, 你睡少一点，一个 part-time job 而已。
If you have a full-time job, maybe you sleep a little less and you have another part-time job.
这样都已经很痛苦了。
And this is great suffering already.
因为两个 boss, 两个老板对你有同样的要求。
Because two boss demand the same thing from you.
他可能对你要求同样的时间。
He asks you for the same time.
可能要你去不同的地方。
He wants you to go to a different place.
你怎么选择呢？
How do you choose?
所以主耶稣讲。
Here Jesus tells us.
不是说我们不要工作。
Not that you do not work.
不用赚钱。
Not that you do not have to earn money.
而是说我们不要侍奉钱。
But you do not serve the money.
我们要用钱来侍奉我们。
Will you let the money serve us?
我们钱是听我们的话。
Money listen to our command.
我需要多少我知道。
When how much I need, I know.
我多少的时间用来赚钱，我知道。
And I know how much time I'll spend on making money.
我控制得到。
I can control.
我把需要拜神的时候留给神。
The time I'll prepare time to serve God.
我需要给太太给先生时间的时候，我留给先生太太。
The time belong to my wife, belong to my husband. I'll take it out.
我需要留给儿女的时候，我留给儿女。
The time for my children.I will put it aside.
这个时候钱就变成我的仆人了。
And this time, money become your servant.
但是呢，这个世界很多人呢，钱才是主人了。
But in this world, many people are servant to the money.
所以心中有挣扎。
So in their heart, there is a struggle.
有时候忧忧愁愁就走了。
Sometimes they walk away very sad.
信徒很多啊。
There are many believers.
为什么来教会的比较少了？
But why not many come to church?
忧忧愁愁的走了。
Because they walk away sad.
不是不知道。
Not that they do not know.
知道。
They know.
但是呢，没有办法做出来。
But they cannot do it.
这个是更可惜的事情。
This is more pitiful.
你想想看，如果不知道，像无知的财主，就算了。
If you do not know, like the foolish rich man, then it's okay.
但是如果知道，却做不出来。
But now that you know and you cannot do it.
这样不是更痛苦吗？
This is more suffering.
所以主耶稣就告诉我们了。
So Jesus tells us.
接下来啊，这个第六章一告诉我们说，我们不要担心了。
So in verse chapter 6, it continues to tell us, do not worry.
不要担心说吃什么喝什么。
Do not worry about what to eat, what to drink.
主会说给你预备的。
God will prepare.
你只要把神放第一位。
As long as you put God first.
神会给你 take care, 神会给你照顾好。
God will take care of you.
所以我们不要当少年无知的财主。
Let us not be this young man, young rich man.
第三个财主。
The third rich man.
就是吃喝玩乐的财主。
It's the rich man. That who live in luxury.
我们看路加福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音第十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
十九到三十一节哦。
Verse 19 to 31. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. Verse 20. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores. Verse 21. And longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table, even a dog came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angel carried him to Abraham's side. A rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torments. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. Verse 25. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here and you are in agony. Verse 26. And beside all this, between us and you, a great charm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. Verse 27. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. Verse 28. For I have five brothers, let him warn them, so that they will not also become to this place of torment. Verse 29. Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. Verse 30. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Verse 31. He said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone raised from the dead.
啊，这个故事啊，比喻我们常听到。
We often hear this parable.
为什么这个财主啊，会不能得救呢？
Why is this rich man not saved?
啊，在这一章里面没有形容他在世上的时候有什么愁苦。
In this passage, it did not mention his worries in the world.
他好像啊，过了一个很完美的生活。
He lived a perfect life while he's in the world.
在世间的时候，每天都享受自己的财产。
When he was living, he has a lot of splendor.
他不像那个无知的财主这样只会赚钱。
He is not like the first foolish rich man, only know how to earn money.
做到死了还没有享受就死掉了。
He was earning money until the day he died. He never get to enjoy.
啊，他没有像这样。
He's not like that.
他也没有像刚刚那个少年财主这样。
He's not like the young rich man as well.
啊，听了道理也不去做。
When he heard the truth, then he does not do it.
他就是每天吃他的饭。
Every day he eat his own rice.
这里说啊 ，eat his own rice 啊、哦、，take his own meal 啊、哦、
，enjoy his own meal, enjoy his food.
他穿什么呢？他穿紫色的衣服。
What does he wear? He wear fine linen, a purple cloth.
在座有没有穿紫色的？今天
？Anyone wearing in purple？
啊，以前的紫色是君王才可以买的那个票，那个颜色的衣服，很贵的。
At that time, purple is reserved for the king. It's very precious.
有钱人的。
And for the rich only.
啊，还有呢，品质也很好。他不要 polyester 的，他要细码的 ，linen 的啊。
It's with fine linen, very good quality.
啊，天天在吃得好，喝得好。
Every day he eat and drink very well.
圣经也没有说那犯什么罪啊，没有。
The Bible did not mention he committed any sin.
没有犯奸淫，没有杀人啊，没有抢人家太太啊。
He did not commit adultery. He did not murder.
为什么他死了要还大的忧愁呢？
Why does he have this great sorrow, torment when he died?
他的这个财主的忧愁啊，是死了之后的忧愁。
This worry that he has comes after death.
二十三节
，verse 23.
他在阴间受苦啊，极其痛苦啊。
In Hades, where he was in torment.
啊，二十四节说他在火焰里面烧啊，极其痛苦。
He's burning in fire, a great agony.
为什么他会这样呢
？Why?
如果我们看这一段
，If we just look at this verse，
才子的错误只有一个
，There's only one mistake that he made。
他心里面呢没有怜悯的心。
In his heart there is no mercy。
他享受他的生活
，He enjoys his own life。
有一个乞丐拉死路在他门口
，There's a Lazarus at his doorstep。
啊，在他的桌下
，At the bottom of his table。
啊，捡到什么的都吃了
，Whatever he pick up he eats。
他从来不会去关心那个人
，He did not take care of Lazarus。
不要忘记哦。这个财主还算蛮好心的，没有把他踢走啊。
Do not forget this rich man is not so bad that he cast Lazarus aside.
但是呢，在神眼中这是不行。
But in God's eyes, this is not okay.
神不喜欢没有怜悯的人。
God does not like anyone who does not have mercy in their heart.
像这个财主，天天吃喝玩乐，但是没有照顾身边的一个乞丐啊。
He lived in luxury every day, but he did not take care of the beggar beside him.
在他门口。
At his doorstep.
啊，只能够等他掉下来的零碎充饥啊。
Lazarus can only wait for the crumb that fall out from his table.
所以有时候我们想一想。
Sometimes when you think about this.
我们加拿大的生活啊。
The life we have in Canada.
虽然我们不能说在这个社会上的财主
Maybe we are not the rich man in the world
但是其实我们都过着财主的生活
But we live like the rich man
我们想吃的都吃得到
Whatever we want to eat, we can eat
我们的家里也很舒服、啊、
Our home is very comfortable
我们也有工作
And we have work
但是我们想一想
But let's think about this
有没有像财主这样没有关心没有怜悯别人、啊、
But are we like this rich man that does not know how to care for others
啊，他是在他生平当中毫无怜悯的心啊。
There is no mercy in his life.
有人讲过。
Some people might say.
爱的反面是什么呢
？What is the opposite of love?
爱的反面不是恨。
The opposite of love is not hatred.
爱的反面是冷漠。
It is cold. It's ignoring.
啊，就是什么都不管的 indifference.
Indifference.
光明的反面是什么
？What is the opposite of light?
光明的反面不是黑暗。
The opposite of light is not darkness.
光明的反面是不管 indifference.
It is indifference.
什么东西都不管没有兴趣。
We do not care about others.
就好像这个财主这样。
Just like this rich man here.
他没有恨人。
He did not hate anyone.
他根本就不理他。
He does not care about Lazarus.
心很冷。
His heart is very cold.
所以我们想想看。
So let us think about this.
我们弟兄姐妹。
Our brothers and sisters.
常常来敬拜神。
Often we come to the temple of God.
常常读经祷告。
Often we pray and read the Bible.
但是我们对别人的心肠是什么
？But what is our heart towards others?
是像这个财主这样吗
？Is it like this rich man?
那么这个财主啊，他在阴间里面受苦啊。
So when this man is suffering in the Hades,
他说他被烧啊，很干啊。
He said he's being burned by fire. He's very thirsty.
过去这个礼拜我在感冒，小孩子传染给我，在喉咙痛，在讲话没什么声音。
This week I am a little bit sick.
啊，所以常要喝水啊。
I do not have much voice, and I have to drink water often.
喉咙发炎了，要吃药，要喝水。
I have sore throat. I have to eat medicines.
你感冒的时候，喉咙痛的时候，最想要喝水。
When you have a sore throat, you want to drink water, a lot of it.
想想看，如果以后不得救。
Think about this. If later on you are not saved.
在地狱的火焰里面。
When you are burning in the hell fire.
极其痛苦啊。
Great torment.
就好像哇，烧到想要喝水，没有水喝的感觉。
Just like when you want very thirsty, but you do not have water to smooth your throat.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要提醒自己。
So brother and sisters, remind yourself.
无论如何，我们一定要得救。
No matter what, we have to be saved.
其他的都是次要的。
Other things is secondary.
啊，当然有人说了，如果活着的时候当财主，死了当拉撒路也很好。
So some people say, when I'm living, I want to be a rich man, and when I die, I want to be Lazarus.
当然有的选的话是这样啊。
Of course, if you have the choice, we choose such thing.
但是如果活着的时候当财主，死了当拉撒路的话，活着的时候的灵修要非常好。
But if you want to live as a rich man, then you have to put emphasis on your spirituality.
我们看提摩太前书啊。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain.Verse 7, For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
圣经的道理、啊、都是跟世界的相反的、哦、
The Bible, the teaching in the Bible is sometimes contrary to the things in the world.
世界的道理、啊、什么叫做大吉大利呢
In the world, what is great fortune?、
啊、你看这个华人过年都要大吉大利吗、哦、
In the Chinese year, they say, may fortune be upon you.、
啊、小孩子要利是红包啊。
So the little kids they want red pocket money.
啊，如果你今天打开红包里面有这个金姐，大概就很失望啊。
If you open the red pocket and then it's a Bible verse inside, you'll be very disappointed.
这是最好的例子。
But this is the very good example.
保罗说，敬虔加上知足，这个 formula 就是大利，大吉大利。
But this formula here by Paul, godliness with contentment adds up is great gain.
敬虔就是常常要。跟神一样学习神
Godliness is to be learned to be like God Follow God
敬虔是一种态度
Godliness is an attitude
不是说一个礼拜聚会几次就一定是敬虔。
It's not how many times we come to observe the service.
没有错，聚会很重要。
Of course, attending the service is very important.
但是聚会的态度更重要。
But the attitude is more important.
如果每天都来聚会，
If you come to service every day,
来到了态度都不敬虔了。
But your attitude is not very godly.
不好好坐在那边听道理。
You do not sit there and pay attention.
不好好祷告的。
You do not pray with fervent.
就算每天都来教聚会了，这个都不敬虔。
But even if you come every day, it's not godly.
敬虔生活当中的。
In your life, the godliness has to show.
不是只在教会。
Not just when you are in the church.
在不信主的人面前。
Even when you're in front of those unbelievers.
我们的态度是怎么样？
What is your attitude?
别人讲什么话，你会不会跟在一起讲？
Whatever they are talking about, would you follow the subject?
这个时候就看到你敬不敬虔。
And this is the time to test your godliness.
再加上知足啊。
And godliness, you have to add with contentment.
华人啊，都会喜欢，常满，常满，但是靠啊，always full 啊。
The Chinese people, they want to be always full.
但是圣经说知足，不一定要满，你一般满也可以知足。
But the Bible tells us, even if it's half full, you can still be content.
坐在自己家里。
When you're sitting in your house.
感觉说，哎，我有一个家，很满足了。
And when you think about you having a home to sit in, then you feel very content.
看到自己吃的饭。
When you see the meal that you're eating.
我虽然不能上最贵的餐厅。
Maybe I cannot go to the most luxurious restaurant.
主耶稣给我有饭吃，感谢神。
But thank God he gave me this meal.
主耶稣给我这个车子开。
God gave me this car.
虽然不是跑车。
Maybe it's not a sport car.
但是还可以开得动。
But it moves.
知足了。
Then we are content.
主耶稣给我先生。
God gave me a husband.
主耶稣给我这个太太。
God gave me a wife.
虽然不是最完美。
Maybe he or she is not perfect.
但是啊，也很感谢神了，知足了。
Thank God, I'll be content.
所以有敬虔，又这样知足。
So with godliness, we add it with contentment.
敬虔是对神的态度。
Godliness is towards God, an attitude towards God.
知足呢，是对物质的态度。
But contentment is your attitude towards the physical things you have.
加起来。
When you add these two things together,
大力的。
Then it's a great gain to you.
所以我们过年的时候都要想这些事情。
So in our new year, we think about these things.
再来第九节。
Verse 9 says, People who want to get rich fall into temptation and trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
第十节。
Verse 10, For the love of money is a root of all kind of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
圣经讲得很中庸，并不是说我们不要赚钱，我再次强调，不是这个意思。
The Bible tells us is not that we cannot make money.
也不是说我们不要工作。
And also did not tell us not to work.
但是圣经说不要贪财。
But Bible tells us do not be greedy.
就是，这也说想要发财的人。
Here people say some people eager for money.
什么叫发财？
What is making a lot of money?
什么叫恭喜发财？
What is may fortune be unto you?
发财就是说你不用做什么的，突然间就哇一大笔钱了。
When this great wealth comes to you, this fortune comes to you means you don't have to work and then you get this money.
工作得来的钱不是发财。
If you work and you earn this, this is not a fortune.
但是呢，用很少的劳力，然后突然间钱变很多，就是发财了。
But if you only work a little bit and then you gain a lot of wealth, then it's a fortune thing.
但是呢，圣经这里说我们不要只是想发财。
The Bible tells us not.To think about this money.
为什么呢?
Why?
这个是一个迷惑，一个罗网啊。
Because it's a trap.
如果我们常说要急速的发财。
Sometimes we want to get a lot of money very fast.
有时候啊，就被迷惑了。
Then you are entrapped, entangled.
我们会做一些错误的决定。
We make some wrong decisions.
或者是牺牲家庭的时间。
Or we sacrifice the time we spend with family.
或者是牺牲啊，聚会的时间。
Or we sacrifice the time that we spend in church.
甚至啊，这里说被引诱做一些罪恶的事情。
Here it says, entangled to do some evil things.
到最后啊，自己会很愁苦啊。
Then you'll be pierced with many griefs.
像去年最后的，上个月啊，这个全球的股市啊，真的是大起大落。
And last month, the stock market went up and down.
真的是让我们看到钱财是虚幻的。
So we know that money is all in vain.
我看电视的时候，看报纸的时候，哇，如果股市冲上去了，哇，每一个那些稀赖去买菜了都。去买菜买到一半都去按那个股票机，香港的哇都笑得很高兴。
When the market is going up, even those people who go to a grocery store, they will keep checking the stock market and be very joyful.
股票掉得很厉害的时候啊。
But when the stock market plumps,
大概买菜的不想买了。
Those people they do not want to buy grocery anymore.
如果人的心呢只想发财的话
If your heart is full with the love of money,
就是只是把愁苦把自己吃透了。
Then you will bring grief into your heart.
啊，最近还有那个不是那个新闻吗？法国那个银行有个交易员呢，偷偷的乱做这个偷偷做交易，给那个银行亏了72亿美金呢。
There is a
trader, huh?
A trader, he did some
illegal trading.
Illegal trading, and he lost a lot of money for the bank.
哎呀，最后被抓了。
And he was caught.
全世界都知道了。
Everyone knows.
其实都是不断的重演。
And these things repeat itself.
所以在我们过年的时候。
So when the Chinese New Year.
在别人都说恭喜发财的时候。
When people say may fortune find their way to you.
我们常想想
Let us think about this.
财主的烦恼可能比你更多。
This rich man has more worries than you and me.
财主要进天国比你更难。
The rich man is harder for him to enter the heavenly kingdom than you.
如果有一天我们变财主的话，感谢神。
If one day we become a rich man, thank God.
但是我们要更小心祷告。
But we have to be very careful.
如果没有办法当财主的话
，If we cannot be a rich man,
当一个平凡人的话
，Be a normal person.
也要感谢神。
We thank God as well.
起码我们呢可以免去刚刚所讲的那三种烦恼。
At least we will not have the worries of the rich man.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God bless us.
一起唱诗。
Sing him
第500首
500